This is Dr. XH Balthazar. I am broadcasting once again to present my findings from the world of the uncanny.
Seems that many people across the United States have discovered my frequency. I have received many correspondences from listeners who have a deep interest in the occult. I am glad my research is not going unnoticed. One of the parcels I received piqued my curiosity to investigate. Inside was a letter, a map, and a recording from a young man in Colorado. He has presented me with a local legend of his town that I soon plan to investigate firsthand. His letter is as follows. To Dr. Balthazar, I have been listening into your broadcast for some time now, and I felt that you would be understanding of the contents of this package. There's a tale regarding three tunnels built in the Colorado Hills. These tunnels were used for railroad transportation of miners during the gold rush of the 1800s. These tunnels have been less frequented due to the loss of life concerned with them. There have been many accidents on the road and many supernatural sightings, including the one I recorded with my girlfriend at the time. I hope you can make sense of what we experienced. Sincerely, Caleb Whitaker. The map Caleb has sent follows a trail through the Colorado Hills entitled Gold Camp Road. I ventured to the library in order to brush up on my history of the gold rush in Colorado, where I learned a few things about this place. The tunnels were built in order to transport goods and people between the major cities. The path was 8.6 miles in length that required multiple tunnels to be built. The company in charge calculated the cost of their tracks to be less if they built through the mountains of the Colorado Hills. The tunnels were built, but not without major costs. Many workers who had been given employment lost their lives due to technical errors with the dynamite or with the tunnels collapsing. When they were finished, the tunnels stayed accessible until the railroad lost its popularity. It was converted into public road. Only three of the original tunnels remain. This is where our story begins. I'm going to play a tape sent to me by Caleb. He claims this was recorded as he and his girlfriend were going to visit relatives in Canyon City. They had decided to take the scenic route through the Cheyenne Mountains. Caleb had also wanted to scare his girlfriend, as you will hear in the recording. The time is just about 8 o'clock in the evening. Enjoy. It's on?
I think so. The tape's turning, so I guess it's recording.
How the hell do you even know about this thing?
I don't know. There was an advertisement in one of the magazines. I thought it would be fun to record our trip together. A little memento for our children one day.
Huh. Yeah, definitely.
So, what exactly is this detour you're taking me on?
I thought we could take the scenic route. That'd be a good way to recharge before spending the weekend with my family.
I doubt they're that bad. If they're anything like you, we'll be just swell.
You'll have to decide for yourself, then. I'm happy you're coming, though.
I am, too.
Whoa.
Slow down, Caleb.
I did.
Seriously, Caleb. You can barely see anything with all this dust.
We'll be all right.
Can you even see the headlights?
We're fine.
Where are we?
It's an old path. Supposedly it's haunted by the dead laborers who were killed during the building of these tunnels.
Caleb, why did you take me here?
Isn't it neat? I mean, look at this one coming up.
Why are we stopped? Caleb, answer me. Look at me. Caleb!
Do you see that man ahead?
What? What man? I can barely see anything at all in this darkness.
You don't see him?
Who? What are you talking about? This isn't funny anymore.
I'm not doing this.
If you don't get this thing started, I'm walking home.
I promise I'm not making this up.
What was that?
I don't know.
I think someone's outside.
Why won't you start? Fuck!
Can we please go?
I'm trying to, but it won't start.
Are we moving?
I don't know. Hold on.
It's not funny, Caleb.
You should have seen the look on your face.
Well, at least we're out of there. What now?
I want to see something.
What?
You said it sounded like something hit us in the back, right?
Yeah, but... Caleb! These pranks are getting real old, Caleb. Are you going to answer me?
There were handprints on the trunk.
There was no one there. It was probably you.
I swear to you, I didn't.
Well, it doesn't make any sense.
I know.
I want to see them. Slow down.
I want to get off away from the road first. Would you turn that thing off for now?
The person that Caleb and Andrea ran into must clearly be an apparition stuck in that location. But for some of my colleagues in the parapsychological field, this is called an echo. The basis of this theory is that the spirit of a person who died in this area, whether by accident or by their own hand, bleeds back into our dimension to reenact certain activities with the living. In this case, the poor soul must help those in need of roadside assistance. Quite a friendly version of this ethereal task, if you ask me. Hearing this tape, I decided to investigate on my own. I had planned to recreate the situation the young couple had found themselves in on my own. However, I did not experience the same echoes as they did. I had stumbled upon something more macabre. This is Dr. Balthazar. The day is September 13th, 1956. I am currently driving Quest down Gold Camp Road. I am here to investigate a paranormal echo regarding one of the tunnels in this road. I plan to turn my car off in order to initiate the event. I am approaching the spot now. I have arrived in the second tunnel of Gold Camp Road. I am now waiting to interact with the spirit. I don't see anything at the other end, nor have I heard the sounds of someone pressing against the truck. I'm going to step out now to see if that'll help. Hello? Can anyone assist me with my vehicle? I must have entered the wrong tunnel. Wait, who's that? I don't know if this is recording, but outside of the tunnel, there are small flickers of light that seem to bounce in the darkness. I hear the low chants of people. I believe I've stumbled upon a ritual of sorts. Oh, here they come. There is a procession of cloaked figures ahead of me in rows of two, about 12 of them in total. I think they might be part of the clan, but I cannot say for sure. I'm going to follow. I hope they don't hear me. They do not register my existence. I now see the details of the cloaks. They are not clansmen. Their robes are black and they do not wear hoods. However, I have a feeling whatever this ritual entails is more sinister to all mankind. Looking around the area, I am not even sure where they could have come from. There are rocks to my right that would be impossible to go down without proper equipment. To my left, there is a drop-off into the woods. They are now entering a second tunnel up ahead. I do not know how they will get in. There is a massive iron gate before the tunnel. I probably need to turn around. The gate is open for them. There is no one inside the marked-off area. It opened on its own. I feel there is something much larger at work here than originally thought. The group is now fully inside the tunnel. Wait. The torches are being extinguished, one by one. I'm not sure what I just saw, but the men no longer are in the tunnel. They've vanished. I'm going in. I'm in the tunnel. It's a short distance to the other end. I don't know where these men could have gone. There's no opening within the rock. I'm going to investigate. What was that? Looked like someone just tugged on my shirt. Hello? Do you need help? What happened? Apologies for the abrupt end. I had run out of tape and didn't realize it until I had left the vicinity. I was able to record the most important part. Some of you might be curious as to why I experienced a different echo. I realized after the fact that I had initiated the vent in the wrong tunnel. There are three tunnels on the Gold Camp Road. I had entered the third one instead of the first. Thus, I experienced a different paranormal event. The procession I witnessed outside of the what seems to be a fourth tunnel seemed to be a sort of occult ritual.
I wasn't able to come close enough to cloaked figures as to not scare them off or bring attention to myself, so I'm not able to state if these men were apparitions or real. I do stand by my own perception of watching them all disappear. I've heard of humans being able to access this power from higher consciousness, but that calls for a trip to the local library. I'll try to update you when I know more. The children's noises are more easily explained. Like you heard on the tape, I had felt my shirt be tugged at the waistline. I was not able to locate a child or an apparition near me. That's when the giggling and the screams began. I was curious as to why this echo exists. Doing some research in the area, I've stumbled across quite a depressing tale. A few decades ago, a bus full of children had crashed into the wall of the tunnel. There are many conflicting accounts of what occurred. Some say the driver was suicidal and crashed on purpose. Others say a drunk driver crashed into the bus. Regardless, the bus crashed into the side of the tunnel, which caused it to collapse, crushing the bus and everyone inside immediately. The children did not suffer, or so people believe. That's all for this week's transmission. I hope to be able to provide updates on the case I just discussed next time. For now, goodbye and good night.